Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Paul Maurice, I thought, really interesting with the Florida Panthers bringing up a point about the handshake line, which at first when you hear it, it makes you scratch your head. But I'm kind of getting behind it.
Yeah, well, bro, he's been there with line. I mean, you know, no matter what league you play in, I don't care if you're playing Pee-wee. At the end of a series, you get the handshakes. And the point he made is he talked to Rod Brindamore and Chief Berube before. When he doesn't think the coaches should be in the handshake lines. I agree with him. I love that handshake line. I mean, I get mad at the TV when they pull off of it. But I don't think I don't need to see. And he made the great point, bro, that it's not just the coaches, the head coaches. It's like 10 guys in track suits you never heard of.
A lot of skills coaches, like six of them.
Yeah, I actually like the idea of it should just be. You know what the strength of this league is? When the NFL awards that trophy that everybody wants for the Eagles, whatever it is, the Super Bowl trophy, whatever, I don't know the name. Okay, who do they give it to?
The owner.
It's stupid, okay? The NHL gives it to the players. The players are the focus. That's what makes it special. You skate it around. And I think this could also, when you're talking about the handshake line, it should just be the players.
Yeah, I like it too. I agree that it gets expanded into all these other coaches. Now, if you told me you could find a way where it's the two head coaches, because in a way they're involved in the battle too of strategic moves, and maybe you change up the lineup, maybe you're switching lines. Like, you're in the day-to-day grind as well. So you could convince me that Brindamore and Maurice maybe at the back end give a nice handshake at center ice. But yeah, all the other stuff. But you're so right about the cup. I actually had a recent talk about this on the air of like, I don't think other teams understand the power of what it means to dream of lifting the cup. Like, sure, you want to win a Super Bowl, but when you think about winning a Super Bowl, it's winning the Super Bowl, not so much anything that has to do with the trophy other than maybe a picture. Like, we're all 3, 4, 5, 6 years old in the driveway with the orange Mylek hockey ball with the plastic hockey net, ripping it in the driveway all day long, pretending it's Game 7, and then we kiss the cup. It's the cup. You're not happy to win a championship. You're happy to win the cup. And yeah. That means so much to us that no sport can relate to it. They just can't.
They can't. It's like every year there's an MVP in the league. The MVP every year is not a person. It's the Stanley Cup. It's as simple as that. It's the most valuable trophy to me in sports because your name, you get your name on it. That you kill yourself to get your name on a Stanley Cup. And that's what's really, really cool to me. And that's why that hand, like all the players, but I think I'm swayed. I agree. The head coaches, it would have been nice if you could have told me just the two head coaches were out there, especially if they're ex-players. Or somebody in that line played for that. Obviously, there were team guys that played for both lines there. But in that case, like if Berube, I liked him, and you know, I would love to see him in a line with an ex player in that situation. But Maurice, to me, has become, I don't know, man. I didn't know he had this philosophical thing. I'm like, now I start to wonder if other coaches won't get annoyed by it.
I bet they will.
Like, because it's really, really thoughtful and funny, really funny stuff that I guess you, when you're riding a wave, you might as well ride the wave, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem egotistical to me at all. It kind of makes fun of himself a little bit, but it's
like dorky. He's like quirky.
Yeah. And it makes me sad for the sport that there's characters like this that somehow don't get the national attention that the rest of the other people do, that don't have half of the humility or the philosophy that these guys have after a series like that.
Yeah, I'm with it for sure. And the Flyers obviously have a long way to go in order to kiss the cup and do all the fun things that we talked about, like bringing the cup to elbow room and all those great things. But when you think of the priorities for the Flyers, Bros, gosh, there's so many. There's so many. Centermen, defensemen. But Al and I always talk about the need to fix this goaltending situation, because it is a situation. We're at the point where our last interview with John Tortorella, he's telling us that Samuel Erickson, he believes, is a 1B, which I think we all can agree that he has starting goaltending caliber talent. But the backup situation was such a disaster that you put him in such a bad spot. I'm of the belief that they need to bring in a veteran presence to help out Sam Erickson. This Carter Hart situation is something we're very much paying attention to, but they got to do something is the moral of the story.
They have to, because I think if you're trying to have some of these guys develop and grow and work on, you know, their defensive zone discipline and all that stuff, you can't have Fedotov and Kolesov and Ned and this, and even Erickson at times. I mean, I didn't think he was sharp enough consistently enough for my liking. So, you know, it's just, you can't get beat with a shot on the outside of the dots and then everything just gets blown up. So I like the veteran presence move. I think it's someone who can hold the fort down. You know, it's like going after an NFL quarterback and as a bridge guy. You need to go get a bridge quarterback that you can survive with to maybe win 9 games or so where you're not falling apart winning 3.
Kirk Cousins.
Exactly, yeah, go get a Kirk Cousins in the net and do something like that. No brainer. You cannot run anything back similar to what we watched last year.
Yeah, but you look at the names. I go through the free agent and I look at the names and I'm wondering, where do you go with this? Like, I don't. You want somebody that's very good, obviously. You know, you want them to be your number one guy. I mean, I like Vancouver. Everybody's going to now, you know, Tocchet's here now, and you know they had a pretty good goaltender there. Kid from BU, I think it was.
Demko. Yeah, BC. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He's a BC Eagle.
So Demko, I look at him and go, yeah, he really had a hell of a year previously. But he's got that knee injury that really worries me, because you're probably going to have to sign him. It's on the unless he agrees because he likes Tocchet to come for a year or whatever. I just don't know with that injury. I look around and go, like, where – like, I like to pick on teams that don't seem to know what they're doing. So I always look to Buffalo. And so who's that? I call him Uka Pekka Left Alone, because nobody's ever defending in front of him. He's but, I mean, he's a pretty good goalie, UPL, right?
Oh, yeah, you never know. I mean, even guys like Stolarz is helping out, right? You never know, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you were looking around and said, what organization can maybe I pick their pocket? I'm like, well, their pockets are inside out. Why not?
Well, they have to. I mean, they have to look at stuff like that. They just have to.
Yeah. And you're going to have to do you. Much as I think you stick with the program and what's going on, you have to play for this season, too. These fans aren't going to just accept, like, another year of no more subtraction, obviously, but let's have some big plus, something to that we can say, you know what, that's an upgrade here. And Luchenko will probably be here. I think that's going to happen, but I think you got to look at the D, and you're right. You got to look at that goalie, and I'm curious what's going to happen with him. I'm curious if they make a risky move, I think with Demko, and seems to me he would leave this is where the strength of Taka comes in. If you really were interested, I think you might have an inside track there.
Hey, I'm all in. I'm all in. Now, I know I'm not the bar here, but he would skate a few times down here in the summer. I couldn't get it by him.
You are the bar, Broads. You are the bar.
Well, if you're trying to tell me I don't know that would be the selling point. I know one thing. I'm not going on NBC and saying this is a great move.
But Ashley couldn't either. My God.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess we can try. We can try that and see what happens.
I'm with it. I'm sold. Sounds like.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.